This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is David Walker, the former Comptroller General of the United States. He's the founder and chief now at the Comeback America Initiative. For our frequent listeners and those who have followed the America's rising debt over the last several years, you know that Mr. Walker is one of the leading voices on the need to get this under control. We want to get his thoughts now on what he heard both from President Obama and the Republican response in the State of the Union on Tuesday night, and whether he feels either side is doing what's necessary to get our country back on the proper fiscal footing. And, sir, it's always great to have you with us.
Good to be back with you, Greg.
Most of the early part of the speech dealt with efforts to try and invest in different areas, spend money on energy and education and trying to get America back on its feet. It was about 40 minutes into the speech when the president started talking a little bit more specifically about the debt. I want you to hear a couple of things that he said. I'm sure you were listening last night, but we'll play them again for the sake of our audience here. First of all, he talked about freezing discretionary spending, which is about 12% of the budget. And then he said this about needing to go further.
To make further progress, we have to stop pretending that cutting this kind of spending alone will be enough. It won't.
First of all, how much of a dent would his $400 billion over 10 years make in the non-discretionary spending freeze?
It'd hardly be a blip with regard to the challenge that we face. It's not nearly enough. Frankly, I had mixed emotions about the president's speech. I think with regard to tone and tenor and his call for progress over partisanship, that was extremely positive. And he's right that we need to do some things in the short term to renew innovation and to invest in a better future. At the same point in time, I was very disappointed that he didn't provide the necessary leadership to prepare Americans for tough choices. You know, we need to do things to improve our competitiveness and enhance our economy and generate jobs, but we need to start putting our nation's finances in order, because if we don't, then frankly, we're going to have something worse than a recession down the road.
What would you have liked to have heard from him in terms of more specifics?
Well, I would not expect him to lay out a specific plan of reform with regard to tax reform or with regard to Social Security or Medicare or Medicaid, or real detailed specific defense cuts. I would, however, expect him to lay out a framework to say, look, we ultimately have to deal with all of these issues, but we need to deal with it in installments over time and in a manner that doesn't undercut our recovery and our efforts to renew our competitive posture. And so, you know, my view is that he could have been more specific about taking a tough line on spending in the short term. He should have called for bringing back tough statutory budget controls that existed from the early 90s to 2002, and frankly represented the only thing that provided fiscal discipline during the last couple of decades. And he could have called for some specific actions without getting into the details of what ought to be done.
In terms of entitlements, because that's such a huge part of the budget, you mentioned you didn't expect specifics, but here's what the president said about Social Security.
We must do it without putting at risk current retirees, the most vulnerable, or people with disabilities, without slashing benefits for future generations, and without subjecting Americans' guaranteed retirement income to the whims of the stock market.
I think for the most part, folks would agree that those who have paid into the system and are beneficiaries now and are about to be, the system should pretty much remain in place for them. But with the president basically speaking about only what's not on the table, does that advance the ball at all?
Well, I thought it was encouraging that he did talk about the need for comprehensive Social Security reform. He laid out some things that he didn't feel should be done. I guess it all depends upon how you define the word slash. I mean, I would agree that we need to maintain a solvent, sustainable, and secure social safety net. Social Security is very, very important. It's not just a retirement income program. It's a disability program, et cetera. We need to strengthen the benefit, meaning raising it for people near the poverty level. But frankly, for middle and upper income Americans, they've got a pretty good deal, and we can encourage them to work longer and consider modest adjustments in their future benefits, in addition to additional revenues through raising the taxable wage base cap.
We're talking with David Walker. He's the former Comptroller General of the United States. He's the founder of the Comeback America Initiative. And, sir, in the Republican response, you had Paul Ryan, the new budget chairman on the House side, and he spent most of his time actually talking about the debt. Again, not a lot of specifics, but he said if we don't have a lot of time left to avoid becoming like Greece and Ireland and some of these other European nations who are invoking major austerity measures. Other than just basically explaining what the situation is, did you get the sense that Republicans are closer to finding a good pathway forward here?
Well, interestingly, I would call the president's speech more about the dessert. I mean, he was on the positive attitude, saying, here's all the things that we need to do to create a better future, many of which are going to involve more spending. I would call, you know, Congressman Ryan's or Chairman Ryan's speech more about the spinach, you know, the cold, hard truth about where we stand. We need to make some tough choices. We need to cut spending. We need to restructure government in order to make it more successful and sustainable going forward. The truth is, we need both. And in addition to that, we need to work in a coordinated fashion. And frankly, neither major party is fiscally responsible right now, and neither one has a plan to put our nation's finances in order where the math works and that can get the votes necessary for enactment.
What do you make of the debt commission? It seemed like the president was grateful for their work, but not necessarily going to follow up on a lot right away from what they recommended. What do you make of that?
It was the president's debt commission. The president is the chief executive officer of the United States. He has the responsibility to lead. He has a responsibility to say that what is he proposing to do with their recommendations and when is he proposing to do it. Now, let's wait and see what his 2012 budget has in it. That will end up having a lot more specifics. And hopefully he will embrace a number of their recommendations in their budget. If he doesn't, my question is, you know, when? You know, we've been hearing these platitudes and promises for way too long. We need results, not rhetoric.
Get a little more specific, if you can. When this budget comes out in the next few weeks, what will you be looking for to see just how much the plan matches the rhetoric we heard last night?
Well, I'll be looking, for example, to see what are all these new investments going to cost and what type of specific spending cuts are being proposed and whether or not the investments exceed the spending cuts. I'm also looking for what is being proposed with regard to taking steps with regard to tax reform, with regard to reforming entitlement programs. And very, very importantly, I'm looking for, is the president going to support tough statutory budget controls that would come into effect in about 2013 in order to start putting our finances in order to help us avoid our own debt crisis?
What do you believe are the smartest ways to reform the tax code?
Well, clearly we need to make it simpler, fairer, more competitive, more equitable, and generate more revenue. So we need to broaden the base to keep the rates as low as possible. We need to target a number of the tax preferences that we have. We need to move from a corporate standpoint not only to lower rates and a broader base, but to a territorial system which is more competitive and more comparable to the rest of the world in doing that. And frankly, we're going to need to consider some type of a progressive consumption tax, probably targeted for health care, coupled with spending cuts and tough statutory budget controls. In the final analysis, we need reforms that will achieve all that I said and generate more revenues.
Well, we'll certainly be following closely and be back in touch with you as major developments come about. Thank you, David, very much, as always, for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Greg.
David Walker is the founder and CEO of the Comeback America Initiative. You can find them online at tcaii.org. He's also the former Comptroller General of the United States. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.